broadcasting from somewhere in the Hollywood Hills. You have arrived.
I'm so sorry, Nick. That's my line. You have arrived. We are Nick and Desiree.
Infinite Dance Cast, Dance Cast. We are dance all day, every day, all the time.
Okay, I'm sorry. I am not professional right now.
What's
because
wrong?
I am being so hard.
You can follow us on Twitter at Nick Drago, at Desiree Robbins, or at iDanceCast.
Hello, Nick Drago.
We're available on iTunes. Oh, I have a co-host today, Desiree Robbins.
I'm sorry. I couldn't do any of the bumps. I mean, I'm crying. I'm
don't
laughing
apologize.
So hard.
Do you want to do it again?
No.
Okay, well,
do
we
you?
Can. It's live. You know?
We could just say, broadcast.
Broadcasting from somewhere in the Hollywood Hills.
You have arrived.
You
said it.
Better?
I feel better.
Okay.
Now. Okay.
Oh,
but
what
you really
a day.
Have arrived.
It's hot.
It's hot, and I think that's why I'm a little giddy.
I've been in rehearsals, and I'm sweating.
Not doing anything. When you're hot, yes.
I mean,
it's hard to focus. And so, what are you doing this week?
Well,
what is the rehearsal that's so strenuous and dying of heat?
Well,
tell all our listeners.
I'm doing Fresh Beat Band again.
Again?
I mean,
wow. How many times do you have that on your resume?
Are you a regular? I kind of. But I might have a line.
Oh.
My character might be named
We've
Mario.
We've moved up in the world.
Maybe. I might have
maybe.
A line. Because we had rehearsal today, and Mandy Moore's choreographer, great. Great, awesome girl.
He
choreographer.
Always has to do that plug.
She's great. She's awesome. But I said, Mandy had me standing in for this Mario character.
Okay.
Who's a construction worker.
Are and you calling it Mario? This Mario,
Mario
character.
Mario. Mario.
You know.
Now, that's Italian.
Yeah, right. Oh.
Ding. More to come. So, anyways... That didn't make any sense. Just deal with me.
Yeah, here we go. It's the heat.
It is so hot.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so she said, stand in for this Mario character.
Okay.
And I said, okay. And later on at the end of rehearsal, I said, Mandy, am I doing this? Because I auditioned for it. I read for it. And then she said, I don't know. No one's told me.
Perfect.
And I said, okay, well, what happens tomorrow when we have to do the run-through in front of the Nickelodeon Network, and I don't know my spacing because I'm not doing the Mario character, I'm doing this other part.
Oh, very hard.
So the professional in me paid very close attention to what the other construction workers were doing.
Okay.
Because I might have to be doing that.
Right, I got it.
It's stressful.
You're multitasking.
Well, you know...
Give me the line.
Okay, give you the line?
I want the line.
That's a really nice song.
Oh, that's nice. Very good delivery. I almost believed it.
Have a nice day.
Two lines.
Yep. What are you doing? What's going on with you?
But I really wanted to go back to the
I feel like I need to hydrate.
Because people, I can't with this guy right now. Fresh Beat Band.
It's the last episode of the season.
Because you're on it every week.
But every week.
My favorite thing is it's a flash mob. Here's what
mob.
I laughed about earlier. Go ahead, tell them how many people are in the flash mob.
Okay, well, I'll answer your question with a question. How many people do you think are in a flash mob?
Well, I would say it'd have to be 100.
Okay, 100. So how many
At
people?
At least.
So how many people do you think we have in this flash mob?
Well, 100.
14. And Mandy, she's like...
That's what I mean, right there. 14.
Yeah, and Mandy was like...
100.
I don't know how I'm supposed to make a flash mob of 14 people. But that, you know what? You know what I think in my head when she said that is, well, you're Mandy Moore. You can do that.
You can.
Yeah.
How will she do that?
Well, she did it. It's all about the camera shots. You know what's good about her? And this is a good lesson for other dancers. When you're on set, pay attention to what the choreographer's doing as far as talking to the director, setting up the camera shots, because... You got to know kind of what the coverage is.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, for one, make sure you get in the shot.
Right.
And number two, if you know everyone else's job, it's going to make their job a lot easier. They're going to love you for it. They're going to bring you back next
They're
time.
They're going to hire you. That's why you're working on the show all the time.
Right.
I mean, you are the king of Fresh Meat.
Yeah. Well, there's another dude, Lucas.
Okay.
He's been in like 22 episodes.
Wow.
We should have him on. It's like a Fresh Beat Band Hall of Famer.
Let's do it.
He started dancing a little bit late. He'd be good. We need to have a guy on the show, like a dude.
Oh, so you're saying any of the gentlemen that we've had on the show are not dudes?
No, they're dudes.
I mean, Michael Riccio.
Riccio, yeah.
Oh, he's about to kill you now. If he's listening now.
He's not. He's on tour with Glee.
But he can download them.
You're right.
Michael, you should get him for that one.
Yeah, but you better download this on iTunes first. At Michael Riccio. You know,
follow him on Twitter.
But they're actually on tour right now with Glee Live. They're still on tour.
That's
and they're getting
awesome.
Back soon.
Are they enjoying it?
They are. They are. It's a fun time. That's, I mean, that's a hard job is being on tour and, you know what, staying in shape and staying.
How many? About 8 shows a week, you think?
Something like crazy. Yeah, like crazy. That. But they're in a sleeper bus. They each have their own thing. Who's
I
calling?
I love it. Who's well, that? It might be our next interview.
Let's check.
No, I'm kidding. Hold on. Let me see.
Okay. We're going to hold on. Now that I've got a minute to talk about what I want to talk about.
Hey, Nick, don't talk about anything.
What? Who was it?
It was Michael.
Oh.
Yeah.
Our producer.
Yes.
We're doing this solo. That's why the show sucks today.
Stop it. It does not.
I can say that, right?
Well, no, but it's probably why I wasn't very professional at the top with the laughing.
Well, we got to have a little break. The last week was July 4th.
Right. We're still coming off that.
What do you have coming up? You got something big coming up. This
Hollywood dance experience.
That's right. Okay. Oh, someone had a question for me earlier. Uh-oh. Can teachers sign up for this?
Yes.
Can teachers come take the
Absolutely.
Class?
Absolutely. They can go between both rooms and take whatever classes they want. So they get a choice of 10 classes a day as opposed to 5.
Okay, give us the plug.
So it is July 20, 21, 22 at Hollywood Dance Center in Hollywood on Melrose. No, it's on Highland. Dear Desiree. Hollywood Dance Center on Highland. The cross street is Melrose. But
it's in Hollywood, though.
Absolutely.
That's what you were trying to say.
That's what I'm trying to say. And so you can get on my website, DezWorld, DezWorld.com, and register, get more information about hotels, all that kind of stuff. So it's coming up.
Time for your music picks of the week.
Oh, my gosh.
We're already here. Don't you hear the music?
No, not in my headset.
Well,
you need to
buy a better headset.
I am very excited about my music picks because I'm going kind of, the first one is definitely back in time. I just heard this again after I pulled it out. And then you know how you hear it and you're like, ooh, it was a good idea. It is Jewel, but it is not a new song of Jewel's. Mm. It is entitled Intuition. Remember that one?
That's by Jewel.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Intuition.
Oh, yeah. I totally remember that. I used to jam out with that.
I can tell you did with your pigtails.
Yeah.
So that is Intuition by Jewel. It is just the regular version off the album. You'll like it. It's fun. My next one is entitled Back in Town. You would like this, Nick.
The boys are back in town?
No, back in town. That's it. Back in town. Don't make it more than it is.
Is that by Matt Dusk?
It sure is.
I looked off your
paper.
How did
you know that? Oh, yeah. So that is awesome. You would like it. It's definitely a song.
What kind of song is it?
Michael Bublé-ish.
Oh, love it.
See, he already likes it. I know it. And my last one is entitled Whacked Out Chick. And the artist is Sarah B. That's S-E-R-E-B-E-E. Wow. S-E-R-A-B-E.
Yeah. I know. It's because it's hot outside. It's like the...
Sarah B. S-E-R-A-B-E-E. That's hard to say.
Bing. It's like the Scripps National Spelling Bee. You just got eliminated. Okay. Music picks for me. Number one, it's the exact opposite of me right now. The song is called Feeling All Right.
Oh.
By Joe Cocker. Cool. That's a classic song.
It is.
Feeling all right.
What would you do to it?
Jazz.
Okay.
Jazz character. I would have a hat too.
Would you?
Yeah.
Because you're feeling, do you feel all right when you wear a hat?
I feel all right.
Okay.
Not right now though, because it's so hot outside. I don't wear a hat.
Okay. I'll turn on the air next time in the studio.
Number two is a song I love to use during warm up.
Okay.
And or abs. Okay.
It's motivating.
Street Corner Symphony by Rob Thomas.
Wow.
This is one of those songs you like, when you hear it, you're like, oh, I know that song, but you kind of forget about it.
Right.
It's a great song, but don't steal it from me because it's my song. I'm just kidding. You can use it. It's cool. I'm still going to use it.
Right.
I don't care.
That's okay.
Number three is, it's a little bit of a stretch.
Okay, what does that mean? Is that the name of the song?
No, but that'd be a great name for a band. A little bit of a stretch.
Write it down.
It's called Southbound Pachyderm.
I don't know if I could even buy it because I don't think I could spell that.
Pachyderm. It's by Primus.
Oh, okay.
And it's a super slow song. It's my weird contemporary pick of the week.
Oh, I can't wait to see you do some contemporary.
Oh, okay, well...
Will I be waiting a while?
You'll be waiting a while, but I can still do it. Uh-huh. And you know what? You'll think it's good.
Right.
Because it'll be weird.
Those music picks are online for you at infinitedancecast.com. Just go to the music picks section of the website, and they're listed for you. You can get them all on iTunes.
That's right. We'll be right back with Joy Robson.
Yay! Joy Robson here in the studio.
Oh, baby.
40 Dance Workshops is the nation's premier in-house dance experience. We come to you and offer dancers a personalized workshop in the comfort of their own studio. Build a customized schedule to best suit your student needs. Our faculty work in every facet of the entertainment industry. And now, for a limited time, Desiree Robbins is in the mix. Book her for your next workshop. We're available for booking year-round. Visit flow40dance.com or call 818-985-7005 for more information. Flow 40 Dance Workshops. Work hard, dance strong.
And welcome back, Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast. I'm still Nick, she's still Desiree. Take it away.
And we are here with Miss Joy Robson. Yay!
Hey,
in studio.
Thanks for coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not know this woman, you are in for a treat today. She is on Facebook. You're gonna wanna look up which spelling of your word, of your name.
J-O-Y.
J-O-Y Robson, R-O-B-S-O-N, because sometimes you spell it a little different.
Sometimes I'm Joey, J-O-E-Y.
That's because you're from down under.
Uh-huh. And that's how I got the name. Nothing to do with the kangaroo thing. It was actually Michael Jackson used to call the house, and he would tease me about my accent. And instead of saying Joy, he would say Joey. And I said to him, are you calling me Joey? He says, and then he said to me, actually, I like that. He said, Joy's too pretty for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello.
And I said, excuse me. And he said, no, Joey's funky. I thought, okay, so you got your foot out of your mouth.
Good that thing is he came up with that one.
He was quick.
Honestly,
It stuck. It's good. Stuck,
yeah. I honestly just thought that was the way to spell Joy, J-O-Y, in Australia.
Oh, really?
So did I, actually.
Can't spell?
No. Like, that was just a different spelling.
Because you do it properly, unlike we
yeah,
do.
We do it's,
like, it's like gray or gray or gray.
Or like tire. In Australia, it's spelled T-Y-R-E.
Oh, really?
And here it's T-I. And jewelry's completely different. It's J-E-W-E-L-L-E-R-Y.
Oh.
Wow, I'd be a mess.
I would spell it that way anyways. Okay, so.
I'm sorry, a little tangent.
So, why are you here? I mean,
we talked about that.
Yeah. Okay, so, you came from Australia. Tell us why you came from Australia. What was your reasoning from coming from Australia? And how did it go? Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah. No, we were offered, you know, this amazing opportunity for my son, Wade, to work over here. He'd worked with Michael Jackson in the past a couple of times, and Michael offered to sponsor us and move here. And Wade, at 8, had sort of gone as far as he could go in Australia. Dance was very limited in Australia in those days. And so how do you turn that down?
You don't?
I don't think you do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
So was it a hard, it wasn't a hard decision.
It just felt right.
So you packed your bags and you came out.
As I say, 6 suitcases and a dream. And 2 of my children, my eldest son decided not to come. He was in college. So I left with Chantal, who was 12, and Wade was just about to turn 9.
Wow. Mm.
And I thought it was going to be this wonderful adventure and that we'd be superstars within a year and be traveling.
Well, you have to think that way, or it would be very hard
Everybody
to
does.
Move.
Right. Yeah,
from
and,
Australia
you know,
to
8 years later, we were still trying to pay rent.
Right. Well, that's the common misconception about Hollywood, and the fact is that some people move out, and they do. That happens.
Very few, but yes.
And you guys, I mean, I don't know how much better you can get than working with Michael Jackson.
Well, we didn't work with him a lot. You know, Wade did 3 music videos.
Well, I mean, that's more than I've done with Michael Jackson.
Well, yeah, they don't pay a whole lot. It doesn't really pay the rent.
And your right, son, though, right. I mean, because of all this experience and you bringing him out, I mean, he's a very talented, he's now a director, of course, a choreographer. I remember taking class from him when he was 15 years old. At Tremaine.
Yeah.
And I think he hit on my girlfriend at the time.
Oh, that
I've
sounds
got a little
about right.
That sounds like Wade.
That sounds
a little,
about right.
A little street beef. Uh-huh. But it's okay.
Little
We're cool
street
now because we broke up long
and
time
I,
ago.
And I hate to say it, I kind of feel like Wade might have won that one.
Oh, I definitely think he did.
From the guy from Houston.
You really hugged him. I said, you really hugged him a long time. And she goes, no, I didn't.
And she gave him her number right then.
Whatever. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, if you got to lose a girl to somebody, it may as well be Wade. He's a cool guy. I like him.
That's true.
But he's married now.
He's been married for nearly 6 years.
So you come out to Los Angeles.
Yeah, and I realized very early on that if we were going to make it here, that it was going to be up to me. We couldn't really rely. Michael had lived in a bubble and had a different reality to ours.
Right.
And so I was the one who had to find agents. And, he started acting, and he didn't dance a lot. He actually decided at the age of 10 that he didn't want to work as a dancer. He didn't like the way they were paid. He didn't like the way they were treated. Mm. And I remember telling his agent,
"Look at us,
wise beyond his years."
Right? I mean, he learned it way earlier than we did.
Yeah. Teresa Campbell was his agent at the time, and I called her and I told her, and she said, "You know what? I have some 30-year-olds who haven't worked that out yet."
Mm-hmm. Really?
Absolutely.
But yeah. But he started teaching at 12 because he couldn't find a class that challenged him, and then he was choreographing at 14. So he moved very quickly into that. By 16, he was working with Britney.
So you and you had to really manage the career.
I did. I did everything. I was makeup artist, manager, chauffeur,
craft services.
You name it. I had a lot of hats.
Yeah, well, in fact, Joy, little known fact, she used to drive me to the airport too.
Really?
I actually rented a row of seats at LAX and pitched a tent.
So true. It was worth going home. It was a Friday thing. Every Friday. And then every Sunday.
Every Sunday night, I would be back there picking everybody up.
She sure would. She was just great.
That's dedication.
It is.
You know, we none of us could make it out here without loving parents.
Absolutely.
Mom or dad or both.
You do need that support system. I used to have a website where I used to get a lot of email from children all over the world saying that they wish they had a parent who was as supportive as I had been with Wade, that they just didn't get that. You know, a lot of parents doesn't get a real job.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's a tough business.
Well, we're here with Joy Robson, and she's telling us all about it. And when we come back, we want to talk a little bit more about the struggles, the things that you thought were going to happen and didn't, the things that did happen that you didn't know were going to happen.
And the future.
And the future. Stick around.
We'll be right back.
As dance teachers, we spend countless hours editing music. Save time with professional audio engineers. Professional music edits for competition start as low as $49. Clean cuts at affordable rates. Give your dancers a leg up on the competition. Email them for a quote. Visit DezWorld.com. That's DezWorld.com for more details.
This is Ray Barcino with iHollywood Dance, and you're listening to Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast.
Hey, welcome back. We are Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast.
Dance Cast.
We are dance all day, every day, all the time. You can follow us on Twitter at iDanceCast or go to our website, infinitedancecast.com. We are here with Joy Robson. Hey!
Hi.
Ow, your dog just bit me. Okay, I have a question for you.
It wouldn't be an episode without a Bella outburst.
That's true, and some blood.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Far away.
I am a dancer. I am covered under insurance. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just kidding. Okay, so what
I'm
advice...
I'm like, where are you going with this?
I don't know.
She's not an insurance salesman.
I'm crazy right now. You should see my hair. You can see my hair. Okay, enough about my hair. So what is the advice that you give, that you would like to give to moms especially with aspiring professional dancers as their daughters or sons moving to Los Angeles?
Oh, gosh. He always asks the tough questions.
Stay in school.
Stay in school for as long as you possibly can.
Absolutely. Have a plan B.
Okay, because a lot of times that plan B becomes your plan A.
Absolutely. It's a tough game, and... treat it as an extracurricular activity for the most part. The kids think that, you know, it's all they want to do, but you really do have to have a backup plan. The success rate is small, but it's a whole lot of fun, and it's those who do make it have the most amazing time. the one thing I will say about dance is I'm so grateful that my children have been involved in dance since they were very, very young. They have had the most amazing life, the most amazing friends. They have lifelong friends. They've always been busy, and I think boredom breeds trouble.
Right. I agree with that, so especially here in this city.
In any city. I mean, this even in Australia, I found the same thing. My kids worked every weekend, every school vacation. Their birthday parties were backstage. Their Christmas parties were backstage. Mm. No regrets. Mm. They have friends still from Wade started dancing professionally when he was 5. They still have lifelong friends from Australia.
Wow.
And they've had the most amazing life. And Wade still says to me now, I'm amazed that I get to do this, and at the end of the week, they want to give me a check.
I know, right? Oh,
that is
and
true.
And you don't even have to wear a tie.
Exactly. Right, you know? You can wear lycra if you want.
But that,
and many do.
But that's the beauty about this business. It's also the gamble that we take. Right. Because it's like the grapes of wrath.
Well, it's the passion. And if you have the passion for it, and if it's in your blood, nothing's going to change that.
Right.
Stay in school, get your education as a backup. But if you're that passionate about it, and I often say to people I represent as a manager, if I had a choice between someone who has on a scale of 10 to 10 with talent and 8 with drive, as opposed to the other way around,
right.
I'll take the 10 with drive because that's what it takes. You have to have the drive. And if you have a little bit less talent, but you want it so bad that you're going to work that hard for it, you have a better chance of succeeding.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
You really do. Because it really takes getting back on that horse and going back.
And doing it every day.
And back.
Every day.
And one thing I've noticed, especially with reality television these days, love it. I'm a reality television junkie. But people tend to forget that there is a lot of work and effort that you have to put forth into your craft, whatever it may be, cooking, dance, whatever.
I think there's more with dance than anything else.
Oh, I agree.
Dancers work so
hard. It's
from very young age, every single day.
I don't know. Have you seen someone grill peaches and do a beef reduction?
I have, but they haven't been doing it since I was 2.
Very true. They couldn't get around the fire. No, it's true. Dance is hard because it's an individual sport, but it can also be a group when you're working as a team, stuff like that. So
I want to ask you about the caliber of dance in Australia compared to here in Los Angeles.
It's right up there now. It's taken a while. But when we first moved here, and we've been here 20 years now, but when we first moved, I would always say Australia was 8 to 10 years behind in everything, and especially dance. We would go back there to teach classes, not me, but Chantel and Wade, and the caliber was just really not there. Mm. But now, very different. Wade just finished working on Happy Feet 2, which comes out, I think, later this year.
Fun.
Great.
He was actually one of the penguins. He's the little fat penguin that raps.
Nice.
Oh, that's perfect.
Nice.
I would have guessed that in a minute.
But he said, amazing. These dances are simply amazing. And you see, I've seen the kids that are on So You Think You Can Dance in Australia, and the caliber is amazing.
Well, that's good.
But a lot of the American choreographers go there now. Yeah. See, they weren't exposed to that before. And the internet's changed everything. I mean, you can see anything now.
You can compare.
Australia used to be isolated, but nowhere is anymore. And so we find a huge difference, and the caliber is amazing.
That's
exciting. And you're talking technically trained, you're talking
hip-hop,
ballroom.
They're actually
too?
More technically trained than Americans.
Oh, okay.
They have a very good school system for dance, and they're all technically trained in the schools.
That's awesome.
They really are. And same with acting, very technically trained. I have we have an Australian adult client who's trained in Shakespeare, very more like England, more like Europe. Their training's very, very, very contemporary.
Did you hear that, America? You better get on it. That's a challenge.
Nobody trains in LA anymore.
They don't
take class and
it's
train.
Immediate gratification now.
We're here to change all that. Right now, one step at a time.
Let's go to class right now. All of us.
Not me. My saying is that I breathe them. I don't do it.
Oh.
Not a dancer.
That's just as hard. Let's be honest.
Breathing. Probably not.
Well, you're busy.
I mean, come on.
Go there.
You're busy
I manage
writing
them.
And you're busy writing your memoirs, too.
I am. I was actually, I had started a couple of years ago, and then we lost Michael. And that was a tough year. And then I lost my dad 3 months after that, and I lost Huck. But I'm back. I'm back doing it again now. And
I want to see the names in there, Joy.
The names.
I want you to name
some
names.
There's some stories in there. I've called it a mother's instinct because I talk about my decision to leave Australia and to come here. And we don't look 20 years ahead when we make these decisions. It felt very, very right at the time. But now I'm looking back and asking questions that were all the sacrifices worth the successes that we've had.
Very interesting.
And there have been. You know, no one has success without sacrifice.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely right.
And you know, I'm looking at my mother I lost my dad and I wasn't around a lot. I go back as often as I can. And now my mom's aging and I should be there.
Yeah.
But I have three children here now and two grandchildren. So I'm very torn. I didn't think about that 20 years ago.
Right.
I was caught up in the excitement of coming here.
You almost didn't look back at that point.
No, not at all. I just packed my suitcases and left.
Six of them.
And I took that dream, too.
Yeah.
Well, we were only allowed two each. That's why six. Three of us.
Now, how many of those were yours, though?
Two. I had two.
Oh, okay.
She probably gave up hers to the kids.
Like,
she
four
did.
And no, be like, wait, you get one.
Joy was like, I got to look just as good. You're going to be in Hollywood.
What you have to leave behind is photographs and all those memories.
Oh, yeah.
And our house was robbed a week after I left. And a lot of that was taken.
So you had to restart every memory.
I started all over again.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute. Your house was robsoned?
Robbed.
Oh. Sorry. But you know what? I know.
What?
I'm an idiot. But listen, you made new memories here. You made quite a footprint here in Los Angeles.
We have. And you know, we're probably one of the small statistics that have actually made a success out of it. So I'm very grateful for that. I don't think my children could have done what they have if we'd stayed in Australia.
And this is great advice for parents.
Right.
I mean, there are sacrifices that come forward. You have to take a look at your finances, your family, your memories that you're going to be leaving behind.
Right.
This is a pretty big decision to make, but you know what? You do it for your kids. So
yeah. Well, I talk at conventions and I talk to the moms and dads and I say, you know, come for a summer and try it before you make that decision.
I think that's the best advice.
It's a big decision.
Come
here and because I've had clients who've moved out of state and they get here and they don't like it here.
Right.
And there are people that move here and do not like it. A lot
they
of kids
like
that graduate from high school their
absolutely.
Whole life they've been thinking, I got to go to LA. And then they actually try it and they go, I really hate it.
I've had a lot who've
and it's
come
okay.
here and gone home. I've had people who've come and after a month they come to me and say, well, nothing's happened,
right.
So we're going home.
Right.
You thought it was going to happen in a month?
Yeah.
You know what I say to those people? Let me help you pack. Because there's too many people here.
Come with a job or a lot of savings.
Right,
it's
absolutely.
It's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight.
Advice to live by.
So find Joy on Facebook.
Absolutely.
She's not tweeting yet.
We're going to get her on Twitter,
I'm
so
tweet.
Do not worry.
And
she's going to tweet.
I'm fighting it.
And she's got a new venture coming soon. But, you know, I feel like we should save it. When you get it all rocking and rolling, the gears are turning, we want to have you
back. Yes.
So we can plug that have you on the show again.
I'd love to come back.
We're so excited you are here.
No,
thank
really.
You for coming.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about Bella.
We love Bella.
Yeah, we do. Yay! You are listening to Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast. We'll be right back.
Flow 40 Dance Workshops is the nation's premier in-house dance experience. We come to you and offer dancers a personalized workshop in the comfort of their own studio. Build a customized schedule to best suit your student needs. Our faculty work in every facet of the entertainment industry. And now, for a limited time, Desiree Robbins is in the mix. Book her for your next workshop. We're available for booking year-round. Visit flow40dance.com or call 818-985-7005 for more information. Flow 40 Dance Workshops. Work hard, dance strong.
Easy to make and take with you on the go.
Vegetables, welcome to Food to Go with Steph and Ro.
I'm Steph.
And I'm Ro. Hey, this week we just want to thank you for joining us every week with our healthy snacks and our special recipes.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we really appreciate you caring about what you put inside your face.
We are really passionate about what we put inside of our face.
It's true. Our mouths.
And as dancers and dance teachers, we have to use our bodies so much that we really need to fuel our bodies the right way.
Yeah, we need energy.
We need energy, and our body is our instrument, so we gotta put the good stuff in it.
Yeah, talking about good stuff, can we talk about a little quinoa?
This week's good stuff is quinoa. What is it, you ask? It is a whole grain. Yeah. It's spelled like quinoa, but it sounds like quinoa.
Quinoa. My husband still hasn't learned how to say that. I bet Nick can't say
it. He'll learn soon. No, probably not. We'll train him later. It's a good thing he has us. Quinoa is something that you prepare on the stove in boiling water. You cook it like rice or pasta.
Yeah.
And in fact, we use it a lot in place of rice or pasta.
Yeah, we throw stir-fry vegetables on top of it.
We do. We just cook it in the boiling water. And what's awesome about quinoa is it is packed.
Packed.
With protein. In fact, it has got all 8 essential amino acids.
You may not know how cool that is, but it's awesome.
It's really awesome. Yeah. And then you can throw any sort of stir fry, vegetable, sauce, anything on top of it. And it's a fantastic meal.
It's fantastic. I eat it just plain too.
Sometimes I, if I need it on the go, I just have it cold. I just pack it in my Tupperware.
Yeah. I don't eat it with my fingers though.
No, that wouldn't work very well.
I use a fork for this one.
Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah, yeah. But we strongly suggest this as a whole grain alternative to rice or pasta.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Visit infinitedancecast.com and click on the food to go menu
to check out this week's healthy snack. Join us here every week
on Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast.
Have a healthy week.
To make and take with you on the go.
Hey, this is Michael Riccio, and you're listening to Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast.
Dance Cast.
Hey, welcome back. We are Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast.
Dance Cast.
We are dance all day, every day, all the time. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter at iDanceCast or our personal accounts at Desiree Robbins, at Nick Drago.
That was a great interview.
It was a great interview. Isn't she awesome?
Yeah, and that's a lot of good information for parents that want to bring their kids out to Los Angeles, especially, you know what I thought was very important when she said, come out and test it out, because
absolutely,
a lot of people don't like it.
Right. Well, that's like just doing your research, right?
Doing your research. Do that for New York. Do that for Chicago. Do that for Las Vegas.
Right.
Do that for Guam. If you want to dance in Guam.
Absolutely. If you're going to go to a college, you're going to go to all the schools and you're going to look at, you know, the city that you're in. You're going to look at the campus. You're going to look at the teachers, things like that. You have to take this serious in choosing which city is right for you, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles.
Right.
You know.
And you have to go into it with the idea that we're all really nomadic. You know, you and I are getting ready to travel with Flow 40.
Right.
Flow40dance.com.
Yay!
And we're going to go to...
My first trip.
Yes. We're going to go do two. We're going to do Minnesota, and then we're going to do Round Rock, Texas.
Which I'm so excited
about. I'm excited, too. We get to travel again together.
Places. Absolutely.
We haven't traveled together in a while.
Yeah, in
since
like a
Florida.
Week.
Yeah, I know. We're good travel buddies, though.
No, but it does work.
Yeah.
It works.
So, getting back to what we were talking about, like you said, going to school... checking out at all the campuses. You want to make sure, but there's no substitute for experience.
Well, that's true. That is true.
And once you're out here on your own, it's a lot different.
Yes, but to come out, and she said spend a summer, which if you can do that, that's amazing and you should do that. You know, not everybody can, but that would really give you a clue into, do I like Los Angeles? Some people don't like that it's spread out and you have to have a car.
Right.
Unlike New York, where, you know, you can get on the subway, you can walk.
Right.
You know, you don't have to have that expense.
And, you know, sometimes people like my old roommate, Grant Chinook, fantastic dancer.
Right.
Decided, I'm over LA.
Yeah.
He's just over it. You know, but he's teaching and he's dancing elsewhere in San
Francisco. Well, he's still doing his thing. He's just flying out of a different airport.
And, you know, for those young dancers at home, you tell your mom and dad, I want to move to L.A., Well, make sure you do your research.
So that they, you know, will more than likely they'll help you get there as opposed to, you know, involve them in the process.
Because there's nothing worse than someone calling me saying, hey, Nick, I'm thinking about moving to L.A. Where should I live?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, dude, you haven't been out here yet?
Right.
Like, you need to come out here.
And test it out over summers, you know, come out and do a workshop or two, and then the next summer. Plan it out. Really get to know where you want to move.
And when you come out, rent a car.
You have to.
And get your own hotel room.
Oh, yeah. Okay, why? What?
Well, I mean...
You mean if you come out and stay with somebody.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay to stay with some people, but you gotta... One thing people don't realize when they come to Los Angeles is that we are all very busy.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I see where you're going.
Like,
with this.
I don't have time to drive you to Orange County for a class.
Right. Oh, no, you have to do that. You have to be ready to take responsibility for your itinerary, basically.
Right. And if this is New York, a lot different. Travel, super easy.
Yeah. No, but in LA, you have to have a car, and you should do some research on some maps to know I'm going to drive here and how far everything is. Like, where is the Edge or PAC or Millennium compared to where my hotel is? Because traffic is going to decree a lot of what you do.
And budget.
That's true.
You know, come out with a budget, figure out what it is, how much it's going to cost you per week to eat,
right?
Gas, etc. Because that's the thing a lot of people don't think about. They just say, oh, I want to come out and dance. But then you know what? 6 weeks later, you're homeless, broke, and sleeping under the 405 freeway.
Yeah, no, save up. Absolutely. I mean, you've got to really make it a passion and make yourself want to do it. I mean, like, even Joy talked about it. I mean, she did... She packed up her whole family and moved across the world.
And don't get me wrong. Like, you and I, we're totally down to help anybody we possibly can in the best positive way that we possibly can. Yes. But, you know, you got to take responsibility.
You've got to be realistic.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And pray. If you're a praying person, then pray.
Well, yeah. That the Lord will guide you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or Buddha or whoever. Absolutely. No, it's a lot to think about. But just like you're going to plan your life, like I said, with school and college, you got to think of this the same way. This type of career.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
One wrong move, you're sitting in a room doing a podcast with bad hair.
Hey,
that's me.
Oh, your hair looks amazing.
I want to send a special thank you to our producers. Michael Bohemian Rhapsody Bonicos.
Oh my.
And Dave Bobave Banana Fanful Fave Lagana for producing our show.
I love it. And we hope by next week Nick goes and gets a haircut.
Maybe
not.
Maybe a shave and a haircut.
Honk honk.
Two bits.
Hey, thank you for being with us. We are Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast. See you later.
See ya.